The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program. Resolve your farming disputes outside of court with free mediation services. For more information, visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. A frigid reminder to livestock producers and a mixed market to report. Hello, Michigan. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today. This report is powered by Purple Wave Auction, where ag items sell every other Wednesday. View their inventory today at purplewave.com. With frigid temperatures gripping much of the Midwest, livestock producers are being reminded that winter weather brings added risks for animal health and farm operations. Ag and Natural Resources educator Cora Reinbolt gives this key advice for all species.
You should know your animals really well, but it's extra important during extreme weather.
Shelter and wind protection, water access, food increase, constant monitoring, all critical factors in proper livestock maintenance during this frigid winter weather.
Now is a great time to see what's working and what's not. Do people need to purchase more equipment for next time or have more feed on hand ahead of the storm? Make sure you make your plans now so you're ready for the next time.
Proper winter maintenance isn't just about comfort. It's about keeping animals healthy, productive, and safe. And that's a year-round effort. For more information on this story, check out our website at HoosierAgToday.com.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Cold air continues to dominate the Great Lakes. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Michigan Ag Today weather update. West winds are still ramping up. I think after a little bit of a brief pullback this morning into midday, the winds ramp up this afternoon and evening. That means the lake effect is back over Michigan one more time. Honestly, we're not going to be getting rid of lake effect snow potential over the next several days. We continue to see strong Arctic high pressure sitting over the top of our region being replaced by another section every other day or so. And what this is doing is allowing strong north and west winds just to continue to rotate through. Now, they're not going to be over the top, and we are going to be seeing them swing. So, for example, as we move through Friday night into Saturday, strong north winds develop, and so that shifts the lake effect out of Michigan and down into Indiana. But it's going to be coming right back as we move into next week. So just get used to it. In typical lake effect areas, you're going to be seeing it here through the finish of the week, shifting it to Indiana for the weekend. And then early next week, we have a clipper system that wants to come through, giving all of us a chance of snow again. Temperatures remain a good 10 degrees below normal for this time of year all the way through next week. Another clipper set to move through next to Thursday that can give a fresh coating to an inch. Behind that, another clipper for the late weekend, early week of the ninth time frame. The long and short of it is, even though there's a major push for temperatures to moderate in the west, that temperature moderation doesn't get here until likely close to midweek, the week of the 9th. And once it does, it'll set the stage for some rain and snow to try and work into our region. Bundle up, we're looking at more of the same, effectively. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Well, here we are in 2026, but a lot of 2025 is still hanging around. Fortunately, the award-winning farm broadcasters that kept you informed in 2025 are still here in 26. Michigan Ag Today has the largest farm news gathering team in the state with the experience and resources you can trust. There are a lot of unknowns ahead in 2026, but you can count on Michigan Ag Today to deliver the information you will need. On air and online, turn to Michigan Ag Today.
And now for an inside look at those markets. Final numbers are coming your way, but right now, here's Andy Eubank along with Mike Castle with StoneX for an inside perspective.
As we look at the very quiet corn and wheat markets, just not much movement there and working both sides of unchanged throughout the session, Mike. Soybeans get back the Monday losses. But overall, would it be fair to characterize this as the winter of doldrums?
Yeah, I think absolutely. That would be a perfect way to put it. Obviously, very quiet price action. We kind of saw both sides of unchanged today and kind of trying to finish somewhere narrowly on either side across the board, it kind of looks like here. But I do think, you know, from an outside market perspective, that's kind of where more of this influence is coming from today. We did, kick off the January FOMC meeting today. They'll make their decision on rates tomorrow, although it's expected to be a pretty boring one. The last time I looked, it's over 97% odds that they're going to hold rates unchanged at this meeting. So really no expectation of another rate cut until after current Chair Powell's term ends in May. And I don't think that's, you know, any coincidence. Obviously, there's been a lot of outside pressure to cut rates, even though, the economic data to this point wouldn't tell you that that's necessary. And as we look, you know, obviously with the supply side kind of being locked in for 26 here, after USDA's January reports, they're very heavy. That certainly kind of, you know, weighs over our heads moving forward here. So if we're going to see a rally, it's going to have to come from the demand side of things or potentially some, you know, outside money flow. And if we are talking about, you know, a return of inflation in the second half of 2026 because of, you know, said pressure to cut rates, even though the economy doesn't necessarily need it, that could, you know, trigger more money flow into the commodities, especially given the fact that, stocks are at these all-time highs. A lot of that's driven by this, extremely lofty AI valuation of everything, you know, concerns about maybe that's a little too high, maybe it's something of a bubble.
That was Mike Castle with Stone X. March corn finished at 426.5, down 1.75. May corn in the red, down 1.25 at 434.75. March soybean showing strength, up 5.5, closing at 1067.25. May beans up as well, 5.5 at 1079.5. March wheat ending 523.25, up 75 cents. Feb live cattle liquidated at 235.60, down 42 cents. Feb hogs up 75 cents at 89.05. And Feb class 3 milk, $15.65, down 38 cents. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.